Those tell-all Skype sessions. A Yuri on Ice fic. Written by PO13. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary. Pachit isn't surprised at all when Victor leaps into Yuri's arms and gives him a kiss in front of the whole world. He's just surprised it took this long. After Yuri flubs in the Grand Prix competition, it takes him 3 weeks to contact Pachit again. Pachit's, well, he wasn't worried, per se, because Yuri tends to retreat into himself anytime something doesn't go according to plan. That's just how he is. But this is the longest Yuri's ever retreated before, at least regarding Pachit. So Pachit wasn't worried, but he also almost drops his phone in his haste to pick up the Skype call.
Hey, Pachit.
Yuri says, having the grace to look appropriately apologetic. Yuri, hello! Please don't vanish like that again, Pachit says. He was going to save that last bit for later in the conversation, but oh well.
Sorry,
Yuri says, ducking his head. Pachit settles himself onto the hotel bed, holding his phone above his head. No, it's fine, Pachit says, making sure to wave his hand within the range of the camera. Just let me know next time. It's kind of hard not to worry about your best friend when they disappear off the face of the earth, you know?
Sorry.
No. Like I said, you're fine. Where are you now, exactly?
I'm back in Detroit. I figured I might as well see my degree through to the end, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What are you going to do? Your free skate is the day after tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, what I was thinking... Call duration, 1 hour, 3 minutes, 42 seconds. They continue to talk regularly after that. This is, of course, made easier when Pachit returns from the competition. They continue to room together while Yuri finishes his degree. They only go down to the rink together once. Eventually, Yuri graduates and goes back to Japan. They Skype regularly, but still, Detroit is boring without Yuri. Pachit misses his best friend. And well, there's really nothing keeping him in Detroit, is there? And he's mentioned it to Celestino before, and Celestino was fine with it, so... Yuri picks up on the third ring, wiping sleep out of his eyes. Pachit spares a moment to be guilty about the time difference.
Hey, Pachit.
Yuri says with a yawn. Hello, Yuri. I'm moving back to Thailand!
You... wait, what?
Yuri, bless him, doesn't look appalled, just a bit surprised. Pachit nods. I've talked it over with Celestino, and I've decided to make a rink in Bangkok my home rink.
That's awesome, Pachit.
Thanks. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. Call duration. 2 hours, 28 minutes, 49 seconds. When the news about Viktor Nikiforov breaks, Pachit's at the rink. Has he seen your room yet? Pachit asks in lieu of an actual greeting. He almost breaks a rib laughing at the face of complete abject horror that Yuri makes at that suggestion. Call duration. 32 minutes, 12 seconds. Yuri, hello, Pachit greets. He's on his bed in his pajamas, a small bucket of ice cream balanced carefully on one knee, spoon on the other.
Hey, Pachit,
Yuri responds. It's been about a week since their last Skype session, and Pachit has questions. So?
Oh no, I know that tone.
How's Viktor Nikiforov, living legend of the figure skating world, and now your personal coach, doing? Yuri buries his face in his hands. Call duration. 59 minutes, 4 seconds. Hello, Yuri. Congrats on winning Onsen on Ice.
Ah, thank you, Pachit.
Yuri replies with a dip of his head. So explain to me what that was all about again. Last time we talked, you mumbled something about Katsudon and then got called away to practice.
Right. Well,
by the end of Yuri's explanation, Pachit's still not sure he understands how Katsudon fits into Eros, but whatever, Yuri seems content. That's what matters. And your costume? Where did that come from?
Oh, you didn't recognize it? Victor competed with that in the juniors. He lent it to me. It actually fits surprisingly well, considering.
Pachit isn't sure he signed up for a rundown of Victor's early career, but he has a severe sense of deja vu in at least 5 points, although he can't recall ever being lectured this way before. Given Yuri's enthusiasm on the topic, though, Pachit wouldn't be surprised to find out he'd simply blocked the whole thing from his memory. Call duration, 1 hour, 43 seconds.
Hey, Pachit.
Yuri says, smiling softly. Yuri, hello. Pachit returns, wiping his forehead and noting that something is... Yuri seems like he's excited. Not that Yuri's never been excited to talk before, but usually he's more toned down about it. So it doesn't surprise Pachit too much when after a few pleasantries, Yuri asks him if he remembers the girl who'd composed for him, for that routine that never became a routine. Yeah, I think I can track her down again if you want.
That would be great. Victor thinks that I should think of making my routine more my own, rather than having him choreograph it.
Pachit stares for a few seconds, processing. First off, and he wonders why he didn't notice this before, just Victor? Even Celestino was Mr. Celestino to Yuri. And then, Yuri not wanting Victor to choreograph for him? Since when? You don't want Victor to choreograph your free skate?
Well, no, I do. But he said it'd be better if I put more of myself in there, you know?
That's when it clicks for Pachit. Having Victor around hasn't gotten rid of Yuri's crush. It's only made it worse. Pachit wonders if Victor knows. Pachit wonders if Yuri knows. Call duration, 15 minutes, 23 seconds. Yuri, hello.
Hey, Pachit, how's it going?
Good. Preparing to win, the usual. He says with a smile. Hey, so how did it work out with that song and everything? Yuri smiles broadly, eyes lighting up visibly, even through the grainy Skype footage.
Yes, it worked great. I went to show Victor the moment I got it. He was pleased with it. Oh, Pachit, I have to tell you, he really is a genius when it comes to these things.
Half an hour of Victor's praises later, Pachit regrets just a little bit bringing it up. He'll forgive Yuri, because Yuri is clearly love-struck. Though, if Pachit thinks about all the things Yuri's telling him he and Victor get up to, I mean, really, what kind of coach stretches their pupil out in the hot tubs? It's becoming clear that Yuri isn't the only one with feelings.
But tell me about you. How's your jumps coming?
Yuri asks. The question almost catches Pachit off guard. Oh, well, not too bad, actually. Actually, no, wait, I have a video. It took Celestino about 4 times to actually get it, but... Call duration. 2 hours, 28 minutes, 56 seconds.
Hey, Pachit.
Hello, Yuri. You alright? Yuri shakes his head. He looks tired and sweaty. Probably just came back from the rink. That's always been his first coping strategy.
What if I mess up? What if I let people down?
They've been friends for 5 years. By now, Pachit is a professional at assuaging Yuri's fears. 10 minutes later, Pachit can tell Yuri is feeling better, if not completely believing of Pachit's words. You'll do fine, Yuri. He gets a watery smile.
I hope so. Aren't you nervous at all?
Pachit shrugs. A little bit. But actually, I was doing some research about the skaters I'm going to be competing against, and... Call duration, 38 minutes, 30 seconds. Yuri, hello. Congratulations.
Thanks, Pachit. You too, though.
I can't wait to skate on the same ice as you again, Pachit says, bouncing up and down on his bed. Yuri smiles easily.
Me too. I think I'll have to be careful this time around, huh?
This new confidence is a good look on Yuri. Pachit's glad Victor helped him into that. Yeah, yeah, you just wait. I'll win this. They settle into easy banter. They're both competitive, but their friendship isn't strained by it, and Petit counts the number of times Victor is mentioned. It's a lot. All right, Petit says eventually. I have to go. Celestino wanted to talk to me over dinner. Probably some tips on how to beat you, he adds, winking. Yuri laughs it off.
All right, see you soon then.
Petit hangs up, looking very much forward to seeing if Yuri and Victor act as in love in person as Yuri acts over Skype. Call duration. 1 hour, 26 minutes, 38 seconds. When they do finally see each other in person, before the China Cup, Victor and Celestino are also there. Petit half wants to ask Victor if he's aware of the things his face is doing when he's looking at Yuri. Then there's the way they behave at dinner. Yuri, who was never the most comfortable with physical contact, is perfectly at ease with a half-naked, completely drunk Victor draped all over him. There's definitely something going on there. Well, not at ease, but it's not the fact that Victor's giggling and leaning into Yuri that has Yuri on edge. Petit, I said please put the camera away, Yuri says. Victor turns to look at Petit when Yuri says the word camera, and Petit takes just one more photo. Don't worry, he says, tucking the phone away. Nothing will happen with those photos. The next day, and a small something with the photos and a short scolding later, Petit spots Yuri and Victor talking quietly in a corner, though Yuri doesn't notice him. The look he's giving Victor is, frankly, so sweet it makes Petit's teeth hurt. Victor is returning a similar gaze. Petit smiles to himself as he turns on his pre-competition playlist. He has to focus on his routine now, but he lets himself be happy for Yuri. Clearly, he and Victor have something special. Then Petit breathes out and wipes his mind of all that gossip. Time to skate. Yuri tries Victor's signature move during his free skate. Petit can't decide if that's more foolhardy or romantic, but he'd looked at Victor just in time to catch his stunned expression, as Yuri had landed. Regardless of how Yuri motivates himself to skate for love, though, Petit has to admit, it works. He cheers loudly as the music fades. He also sees the look Victor gives Yuri as they both run, one on land, one on ice, towards the opening in the rink. He preps his phone. He is not disappointed. He's also rather smug and a few dollars richer.